Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about knowing what you're going through and that sometimes when we go through hard times or we go through hardships, we will react in ways that we don't expect. And that one of the best things that we can do is begin to understand what we're going through so we can make better sense of the way we're behaving and, if necessary, make changes in the way we're carrying ourselves. Today I want to talk about what to do when you made a mistake. I don't think it's a profound statement to say that everybody makes mistakes, right? I think we all sort of agree to that. I think we all sort of accept that at some point in our life, we're going to make mistakes. But I think for a lot of us, when we say everybody makes mistakes, what we really mean is everybody makes minor mistakes. Everybody forgets their car keys at the house sometimes. Everybody, loses their temper sometimes and says something sassy to their kid. You know, everybody tells a white lie to hide a surprise birthday party, right? Like that sort of stuff. And I think that people tend to like, say, you know, everybody makes minor mistakes, and that's sort of what they mean. And they don't really spend too much time sort of analyzing why they made this minor mistake because it's just a minor mistake. And I think for the most part, that's probably fine, truthfully. People don't generally come into my office racked with guilt about some minor thing they did 5 years ago. You know, people aren't going to come into my office and say, oh, you know, I'm feeling really terrible because 5 years ago, I told my kid, stop talking and just eat their damn food. People don't usually come into my office and say stuff like that. But people do come into my office a lot with things that they've genuinely done that were wrong. They've come in my office a lot with big mistakes that they've made over the course of their lifetime. Sometimes recent mistakes, sometimes mistakes from way in the past. But it's almost always major mistakes. It's hardly ever, very rarely, sort of somebody tripped up because of a minor mistake they just can't get past. Like, oh, you know, I told my kid that there was a Santa Claus and they found out I was a liar. Like, people don't get racked up about that. But the truth is that when we say everybody makes mistakes, what we mean is everybody makes mistakes, big and small, right? And so the idea that you're going to go through your life and not make any major mistakes is great in theory and good luck to you. I highly doubt anybody is going to go through their life without making some major mistakes. Now, are they going to be the most major mistakes, like cheating on your wife or like killing somebody? No, probably not. But people are going to make mistakes and not just run-of-the-mill, brush-them-off sort of mistakes. The question for me becomes, what do you do when you realize you've messed up? Because when it's a minor mistake, that's easy. We just sort of say, oh, I was being stupid, or I was being careless, or I wasn't being thoughtful, or whatever it might be. It's kind of easy to sort of brush those away. But what do you do when you've made a mistake that there ain't no getting around? There is no sort of explaining it away. There is no sort of, well, it really wasn't that big of a deal. No, I'm talking about what do you do when you've made the kind of mistake that is a big deal, that is your fault, and that is the sort of thing you need to take responsibility for? What do you do in those situations? Because I generally see kind of two responses to even those situations. The first is, I didn't do anything wrong. The person just flat denies it. Even though all the evidence says, yes, you did. Everybody around them says, yes, you did. The result of the conflict says, yes, you did make a mistake. But the person just sort of puts on blinders and just flat refuses. Just, nope, nope, I didn't do it. Nope, there's nothing wrong. Nope, I didn't hurt anybody. And that's sort of how they respond. They become sort of so defended that no mistake, minor or major, ever even hits the radar because they're just nope. Nope, nope, nope. I didn't do any of this sort of stuff. Go on to the next person. And then I would say the other way people respond is by internalizing the entire thing. And so instead of saying, no, I didn't make a mistake, what they say is, oh yes, I made this mistake and it's evidence that I'm a terrible person. Or I made this mistake and only a real piece of crap would do something like that. That's another way that people respond. And I would say in general, most of the people that come into my office tend to be on that second category. It tends to be the sort of situation where it's not that they acknowledged a mistake and got past it. It's that they've been confronted or they've had to face a mistake and they don't know how to get past it. The only conclusion they can draw is that it must mean I'm a shitty person. It must mean I'm a bad person. The problem for me is, even if that's true, it's not helpful. Even if the only reason you did something is because you're just a piece of shit, that doesn't really help us avoid anything in the future. In fact, to me, drawing the conclusion that I did this because I'm a piece of shit can actually be a pass to continue misbehaving. Because if I say, you know what, I'm a human and I made a mistake and I need to not do that in the future, That puts responsibility on me to behave better, to be better. If I just say I made a mistake because I'm a piece of shit, well, you know what? Pieces of shit don't really change their color. Pieces of shit don't really do things differently. And so it becomes kind of a pass. It's kind of an easy way out. It's a self-deprecating way out, but it's kind of an easier way out. Because if the reason why I did something is because I'm just screwed up, well, then what am I supposed to do about it? How am I supposed to fix that? I'm just screwed up, and screwed up people do screwed up things. And so you can't be mad at me because I did a screwed up thing because I just acknowledged to you that I'm screwed up, right? But to me, that's a cop-out. To me, that's still a way of sidestepping responsibility. And that's not what we want to do. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what mistake you made. At the end of the day, the most important thing is that we don't repeat the same mistakes over and over. To me, it doesn't matter that you lied to your wife. The question to me is, are you still lying to your wife? It doesn't matter to me that you lost your temper or got frustrated with your kids. The question to me is, are you still losing your temper? Are you still getting frustrated with your kids? Because at the end of the day, the goal is not that we just don't make mistakes. We already said in the beginning of this podcast that everybody makes mistakes. I think the goal is that we don't keep repeating the same mistakes. And so the question becomes, how do we do that? How do I look at something I did that was wrong and see it in a way that allows me to not do it again? And to me, it sort of ties into what I was talking about last week. Last week, I was talking about sort of feeling down and in the moment being able to recognize that I was feeling down. What I'm talking about here is being able to look back at a situation that I didn't handle well and figure out what was going on. Maybe we say something like, you know, my wife and I were going through a really hard time. There was a lot of conflict in our relationship. I didn't think that, you know, she would tolerate any more of my problems. And so I didn't tell her that I was going to skip work and go to the Pirates game today. Or, you know, I knew there would be conflict if I talked about the way we had been parenting our kids. And so I just lied when I told her that my kid didn't tell me they did something wrong or whatever the case may be. Point is this, things very rarely happen in a vacuum. And so even when I'm behaving poorly, the task at hand is to figure out why. And again, to me, just concluding because I'm a bad person, that's the easy way out. And so that's not what we want to do. What we want to do is look at a situation and say, okay, I know I should have done this. Instead, I did that. Why would somebody do that? You know, was I afraid of doing the right thing? Were there consequences for doing the right thing? Was I raised a certain way that so I think doing the wrong thing is okay? It doesn't matter, right? At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter what the reason is, but it does matter how it's being manifest. And what I mean is this. If I'm lying to my wife because I'm afraid of the conflict we're having, right? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter to her. Like, it's not going to matter to her that, oh, you're lying to me, but we've had a lot of fights recently, so I see why she's not going to say that. There's no way she's going to say that. And so the reasons don't matter as much because the impact of the behavior still remains. And so it doesn't really matter if I did it because I was frustrated with my wife or I did it because I was lying to my kid. That stuff doesn't matter. But it does matter for this reason. If I'm able to understand why I did something in the past, then I should be able to understand and prevent myself from doing it in the future. If I know that when I get frustrated, I become less tolerant with my kids or less patient with my kids, then when I start to go through situations that are stressful, I should be mindful of how I'm going to react. And so I say, you know what? Last time I told my kid to shut up and go to bed, I was really stressed out at work. Now, I haven't told my kid to shut up and go to bed yet, but I'm still really stressed out at work. And so one of the things I learned from my past mistake is that when I get stressed out, I say things I don't mean. Right now I'm stressed out, so I need to pay extra attention to what I'm saying. And to me, that's how we handle our mistakes. That's how we handle our past. Not by pushing it to the side and pretending I didn't do it. Not by just concluding that, oh, I have no control over it because I'm just a bad person. But by looking at a situation and saying, you know what? This was the situation. This is how I responded. And so in future situations, I need to respond differently. Because to me, at the end of the day, that's all we can do. We can't change the past. We can't unring the bell. We can't undo the damage that we've already done. But we can take stock of why we did it and make a decision to not do it again. And to me, that's what we want. We want to own our mistakes so that we don't do them again. Because ultimately, everybody makes mistakes, but everybody doesn't have to keep making the same mistake. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.